That we have coffee hour after Holy Mass today, to which all are invited. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For many are called, but few are chosen. Even as we are aware of our sinfulness, it is easy at times to be lulled into the understanding that because we are striving to do right more than others are striving to do right, that we will earn ourselves a place in God's kingdom, even if that which we are striving to do truly does not rise to the ultimate level of that which we actually can do. When more is given, more is expected. The wisdom and knowledge that has been given and bestowed upon us, the graces poured out in our lives, all of those require not a mediocrity in response, but actually a striving to give God greater honor and glory, or the greatest honor and glory. We might be surprised, brothers and sisters, as to those who will find their place in God's kingdom, and maybe even more surprised that we would not find ourselves there. Now, immediately our minds go to then wondering, well, then who gets to go in if I don't get to go in? If somehow implying that we are then the barometer or the measure by which those who go to heaven should actually go to heaven. Or we surmise that God maybe is capricious or indifferent, or really, in the grand scheme of things, none of this really matters because no one knows how we get to heaven or what it is that we actually need to do to get to heaven. But that would not be true either. The Lord is very clear to us what is required of us, to prepare ourselves well, to put on the new man who is Christ, created in justice and holiness of truth, to live lives of virtue day in and day out, to strive well to live with our neighbor, to put into practice those things that God himself enfleshed, and then God sacrificed himself in order to truly give us the full measure of what it is that is required of us in this life of faith. In short, we should be not so much concerned about others and those who might go before us or come after us. Rather, we should be concerned about ourselves. And in truth, the beauty of focusing on ourselves is not some type of narcissism or selfishness, because the beautiful thing about focusing on ourselves in relationship with the Lord, and therein lies the key. The more we then focus on that intimate union, that intimate relationship, there will be graces flowing not only from us, but through us. God's abundance bestowed upon us. And in that way, the world will truly be transformed. I'm often speaking to you about the transformation of the world, or about us against them, if you will, this militaristic understanding of the manner in which we live our Catholic faith. When all is said and done, it really is quite simple, and in its simplicity, quite peaceful and joy-filled. I know what it is that I need to do. I have been given the grace to do it, and now I simply need to be about the business of doing it. Living virtuously, living rightly in the sight of God, living rightly with my brothers and sisters, and then adorning myself with these clothing of virtue, justice, truth, peace, all the beatitudes, in a way then that allows me to truly be a manifestation of one who is cooperating, one who is prepared. As a side note, the church is slowly beginning to turn our minds to a contemplation of the things at the end times. It is good to spend time contemplating the glories of heaven. That in no way, shape, or form it diminishes what it is that is happening here on earth or the responsibilities that are attending to us here on earth. But we know that our citizenship is not complete here on earth. There is so much that is required of us here on earth to move to that place in heaven that God has set for us. There we will be complete. There will be the fullness of peace. And all that our hearts desire here on earth will be complete for us in the heavenly kingdom. And so think about your place and what it is that you are doing and what more might need to be done to strengthen your relationship with God and with one another. Ask the Lord for a fuller share of the graces he so generously desires to bestow upon you. And then pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to cooperate well with those very graces that God will generously give to you, that as you put on the new man who is Christ, you may find yourself well-dressed both in this life for the life to come that God desires to bestow upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.